1940s Golden Age Radio. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Turning the dial, stay for a while. Doubt our children. Podcast new sound. Taking it down. Hear that, hear that. We're on a new track.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Second Golden Age of Radio with your host, Richard Templeman, and of course, our lovely co-host, Kelly Dolly. Kelly, can you believe we've done season one of Second Golden Age of Radio?
No, I really can't believe it. I can't believe we finished a whole season.
We have talked about so many different genres of shows. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of episodes still yet to cover. Not to mention if we ever did a repeat of one of the shows we've already covered. We thought we'd take a chance here to kind of review the different shows we've learned about and what we thought of them and our overall opinions on them, and even to throw a little shade on ourselves. It will prove to help us improve. So, you know, we prove that we were one way, we can improve from that way and be better. I'm excited.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Shade at us is always a good thing. No, I'm just kidding. But it's been a lot of fun this season, so I'd love to look back at it.
So, in our first episode, our pilot episode of Second Golden Age of Radio, we covered the radio comedy series, My Favorite Husband, starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning, brought to you by the Jell-O family of desserts. J-E-L-L-O. Oh, the big red letters stand for Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O. Yum, yum, yum. Jell-O pudding. Yum, yum, yum. Jell-O tapioca pudding. Yes, sirree. That will always be burned in my memory. I will always think of that because every episode basically has that theme song in there with Lucille Ball advertising for Jell-O.
I had definitely forgotten that it was Lucille Ball that sings that. That's funny.
I love My Favorite Husband. It can do no wrong in my book. A lot of the scripts were recycled and used for I Love Lucy, and that can also do no wrong. It was the first of its kind, basically transitioning from radio to television. Some shows back then were successful at it. Some were not. Lucy was very successful. It basically spawned her whole career from radio to television for years and years.
Lucy is pretty much successful at anything she tries to do.
I love the show. And I kind of love our little updated version of it, as if Lucy's character in today would not have a maid but a best friend. What did you think of it, Kelly? How did that go?
Yeah, I think you're right. It probably would be much more modern. Obviously, it would be more modern. But yeah, she probably wouldn't be gimmicking with the maid. She would probably be hanging out with her instead, like a best friend would do or something to that effect. And yeah, I really like that one. It's fun to do the modern take on that. It was fun to do the modern take on that one.
Our second episode, of course, was an episode of Suspense. Ding dong. I love this series, Suspense. I could do an episode covering every episode of Suspense, and maybe we will eventually.
Suspense is such a good one. I really liked that one. That was a fun series.
But it was fun how we went from starring Lucille Ball in My Favorite Husband to starring Judy Garland in Suspense.
Your favorite, Judy Garland, be still our hearts.
Those are some of my old-time favorite actresses. My all-time and old-time actress loves. They were so good. And Lucy, I think, even does an episode of Suspense. We'll have to listen to that one down the road. I liked The Hitchhiker.
Yes, I remember this episode. It was really creepy, where they go up into the hills and with the hitchhiker.
I liked The Hitchhiker because it was very dramatic, taking a stranger in the car. And it was something that they did a lot back in the day, even up until the 70s, 80s, 90s, taking hitchhikers. Now we can say, let's not do it.
Yeah, let's not do that nowadays. You're right.
It's dangerous. You don't know who you're inviting into your vehicle. Let's not do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a hard no from me.
But our new version of the show, we spun it to be more of an anti-hero, that the Judy Garland character and the hitchhiker character could go off and fight anti-crime. So they would do crime together, but we still felt sorry for them. We feel that they're the protagonists of the story, even though they're doing bad.
We did that? I don't even remember that. That's crazy. Go us.
Yeah, doing so bad. What did you think, Kelly? I thought that one was a successful reboot, too.
Yeah, now that you're reminding me of it, it was a really fun one. We're so talented.
And, of course, our third episode, The Unexpected.
Unexpected.
Had our first guest star performance by Bennett Lewis.
Hey, Bennett. I miss that guy.
And this one was great, too, because we basically took the story and updated it. But it was still the general story of husband commits a crime and then thinks that the wife is still alive, even though she's passed on. And he gets so confused, but therefore he gets scared and gets caught. Loved it. I think that one was successful too. Gosh, where do we go wrong?
There's no going wrong for us. We're the best dynamic duo trio on this one, in fact.
Now, Bennett Lewis was so popular in the unexpected episodes that for episode 4, X-1, we bring him back for a science fiction thrill.
Of course, Bennett can come back anytime he wants. He was so fun, and everyone did love him in it.
And in this episode, it is basically the story of Earthlings going to a new planet and accidentally killing the population with disease, which we totally could do. It had an anti-vaxxer motif to it, too.
I don't remember that I loved that one the most when I listened to it, but looking back at it, it was really, like, it's one that stands out in my head. I remember everything we did with that one.
And we went all the way to the future of 2017, which is crazy. I can't believe we went all the way to 2017 in the future.
Amazing. So far in the future.
How do you think this episode went?
Yeah, like I said, it really was one of my favorite episodes that we did.
I felt good about it, too. The next episode is where I feel a little less good.
Uh-oh, I'm scared to even see.
In episode 5, we cover the series Theater 5, which almost was a morality story that sucked. Therefore, we did a sucky version of it because it sucked. Not to be so judgmental, but it was like, oh, I met a boy, and he's good, Ma and Dad. And we're like, well, he's a stranger. I don't think he's good. And in the original story, she ends up dead, strangled. Ew.
Oh, my gosh, that's the worst. That really was the worst.
In our version, we save her life through FaceTime.
Oh, my gosh, that was so clever. We're so clever. That was really funny. I remember, because modern technology would make all of that much more difficult to accomplish. Being a killer and all.
Episode 6, The Shadow. We kind of update the story of The Shadow.
Oh gosh, The Shadow. I did love that one. Gosh, we've really done some really fun ones. You were right.
That he can become invisible through science and technology. And he even finds his long-lost brother in our version. And it is a pro-LGBTQ episode.
As we are prone to do, as we should. Love the LGBT community.
So, pretty forward thinking of us. Or should have been actually something that we don't have to think forward to, that it should be hate, should be something of the past. But, alas, here we are.
No doubt. It's getting harder and harder to believe that that will ever be a day. But people have their hearts in the right place, I think. They're trying to get better.
And last but not least, our first season episode 7 is
The Saint.
More of a detective story with Vincent Price. And I love his acting, and I love a good mystery. And I think we update it to be a little bit more relevant to today. And we didn't do so bad. I think the worst episode we covered was Theater 5. I like the My Favorite Husband episode. I like The Unexpected, Suspense, X-1, The Saint, and The Shadow. But I truly did not love Theater 5. So, those are my thoughts. How about your thoughts, Kelly?
Theater 5, probably the least favorite, like you said. And I definitely did love doing all of these with you. It was so much fun. But it's been good looking back at these because we really did some fun things. I can't believe it. It's been so long since we've done some of these really fun things. And it's just been good to look back on old memories, the golden days of podcasts. The golden days of the golden age of radio, if you will. The golden days of the second golden age of radio, if you will.
And where do you want this show to go for season two? More guest stars, maybe. More stories, more genres. I'm excited. The Man Called X on Alexa Old Time Radio Stream just played a commercial that's like, "Hey, Bing, what's a perfect Christmas gift?"
Downstairs.
Chesterfield, cigarettes, the perfect Christmas gift. Oh, Chesterfield, Chesterfield. So remind me to pull up that commercial. That'd be a fun one to reminisce about.
Oh my gosh, all of the Chesterfield commercials. They're nonsense. So many of them. They love to push those cigarettes. The fat cigarettes, the skinny cigarettes. Cigarettes for everyone. Every man, woman, and child gets their own cigarette.
By Chesterfield, the only cigarette that combines mildness with no unpleasant aftertaste.
I have to find that Christmas commercial where they're like, "You should get Chesterfields as a gift for Christmas."
The Man Called X is a J. Richard Kennedy production with music composed and conducted by Felix Mills. The last story was written by Maureen Sim. All characters and incidents on this program are fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental.
ABC. Always buy Chesterfield, the milder cigarette. And Chesterfield leaves a clean, fresh taste in your mouth.
A, always milder,
B,
better tasting,
C,
taller smoking,
A, B, C.
Always buy Chesterfield's, they satisfy.
Chesterfield presents Arthur Godfrey Time. Yes, it's Arthur Godfrey and all the little Godfreys, Jeanette Davis, the Mariners, and Archie Blyer and his orchestra.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope to see or hear you back next season 2 of Second Golden Age of Radio.